Ah, the glorious memories of old video games. Most of the decades have a nostalgic game, may it be cards, hopscotch, or our favorites, video games. They evoke so many feelings, and some may even bring you to tears. I mean, happy tears, of course.
But this is the episode where you get to dive in old video games that we used to love and where and when they left. You're listening to How the F Podcast.
Ooh, I'm so excited for this episode.
Ooh, I didn't play many games as a child, so me too.
Oh shit. Well, where should we start?
Want to start with Minecraft?
Absolutely. I
Minecraft
have
is a god
so
game.
much to say. I have so much to say about Minecraft. I'm looking at my talking notes right now. I have like at least five different points that I'd like to talk about, especially the resurgence of Minecraft.
Yes, oh my God, it like surfaced back up and I was so thankful. It used to be embarrassing to play Minecraft and now it's like OG.
Exactly. I remember when it went out of style, like it went like out of like being cool to play Minecraft, and I was like, "What?" 'Cause it was like, what was it? Like 2012 maybe?
It came out. When did it come out again?
2009, 2010.
Ooh, I wish I knew. I'd say it
But it
was
like
around 2016, to be completely honest.
Actually, well, yeah, that sounds actually a lot more accurate. But it went out, and then it came back in like 2019. And I think that was like the greatest moment of 2019 for video games, to be honest.
For sure. hold on, give me a sec. All right. So, when did you first start playing Minecraft?
Ooh, I'd say 2011.
Okay. And did you just play creative and build, or did you actually play survival?
I was a creative gal for like so long.
Okay.
I started playing survival. I didn't like survival for like a really long time.
I get it. It's like
Mainly because
hectic.
I wasn't like the like, oh, I'm like in it for like the like killing mobs and like all that. I was just like, ooh, block.
I feel that.
So I didn't play survival even casually probably up until 2015, 2016. I think like 20 maybe actually yeah, like 2019 is when I started playing survival like seriously.
Okay.
What about you?
I've not been a creative person a lot. I mean, I've only recently started actually not caring about fighting mobs because I had like huge scaredness about mobs my whole life. I don't know why, don't ask, but
No, I get
I was like always scared of mobs, so I'd play on peaceful, but I'd like to
it.
play survival and I'd like to do roller coasters in creative when I did play creative.
Yes. Oh my god, the roller coasters. That was like my main thing.
They were so fun.
The powered rails are just OP. I love the powered
For
rails.
sure.
They're so great. I have this one world, and I think it was built in creative, but I turned it to survival. It was literally just a roller coaster around the map.
Oh my God, that's
It
so
was
cool.
amazing. It started in a village and then it went like all the way through a cave. Maybe I'll be able to find it, but it was a great world. Very, very fun. 10 out of 10, would recommend.
For sure. You gotta love roller coasters. I remember the first time I ever played Minecraft, actually. I was staying, my mom and I were living with my grandpa at the time, and my mom had bought me Minecraft. And we had just made my account, we had just named me, and I entered into the game and I started Minecart. I Minecart. I just placed minecarts
Yes.
and rails. And I was playing on my grandpa's computer, which he always plays solitaire on, and it was a vibe, honestly. I still
I
remember
love
that.
that.
And then it bugged out, and I couldn't break
No.
blocks. Or maybe that was just me being dumb because I was like 7. But yeah.
Oh, wow.
What is your favorite update so far? Or the update that's going to come out? Ooh. What do you think your favorite is going to be?
Personally, I think my favorite is going to be the Cave and Cliff update that's coming out, like, minus the Warden. I'm not very excited about that. Yep,
the Warden. I just want to play this game in peace, man. I don't want to have it on peaceful because I still want to, like, have some edge to it, but I want to be able to go around and not have a blind mob that senses vibration. Yes. Coming at me that gets stronger as you attack it.
Exactly.
I don't vibe with it.
No. Like, I already have a hard enough time seeing in a cave. If I see that shit coming at me, like, it's not gonna end well.
Or, for console, I want to be able to at least hold a torch in my hand and have it light up the area around me, right?
Thank you. I would love that.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
I would absolutely love that.
We play console, not PC.
Like, I'm really excited about the caves because, like, just even watching the video of how, like, big they are and, like, how different they're going to be is, it looks stunning.
Yeah. And then all of the extra decor, like vegetation decor that we're going to be able to put into our homes and our builds, it's going to be so exciting.
Yeah. No. Do you, okay. So me and Hannah have this thing where we do game night, and every other time we beat the world, somebody else builds a new one. And the last world you made, it looked like the Lush Cave update.
Yeah, I made it. I took like 2 hours on it, and it was an underground cave. It was just a plain old cave, one of the holes that you might fall into when you're running across the plains biome, right? And then, I took a glowstone. I went to the Nether. I gathered some glowstone, and I dig I dig 2 blocks deep into the wall of our cave, and then I'd place a glowstone, and then I'd place leaves, and then more leaves, and I just decorated that place with, like, leaves and flowers and vines and crying obsidian around our portal.
I loved that.
And I even and cobble and mossy cobble. I put a pond, some fish, and some sugar cane around it, and some lily pads and stuff. I hid our brewing room. I hid it in the ceiling.
Oh, I forgot.
And you'd have
that.
To climb the vines to get up. That was so fun.
Yes. We had everyone go look for that, including myself.
Yeah, I was like, Megan, go look for it. Did you find it in the end?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Although you had to hint it to me like 4 okay. times.
I also told Noah, I was like, you should try to find the brewing room. And he was like, okay. And he was like, can you give me a hint? I'm like, have you tried looking every single direction? Because it was above you. It was pretty cool. And we'd all, like, dig holes in the walls and create hidden rooms for our bedrooms.
Yes.
And I put wood and leaves in mine, and I'd put glowstone and stuff. I think, Megan, what did you do?
I did a ton of quartz block, and then I did a couple pieces of crying obsidian and vines.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I remember.
And it was very aesthetically pleasing.
It was very pretty. And then your brother, he dug underneath our staircase into the cave, and he built his just plain stone, but he added fire. And then he made a farm underneath, which was kind of
the potato
weird.
Farm.
Yeah, yeah. Was it potatoes? Yeah, it was potatoes. Mm-hmm. That's his thing. Okay. All right. What are your thoughts on the Nether update?
Okay, I have I don't really have a ton of notes on the Nether update, but that's really because I wasn't usually a Nether person. I didn't really like going It was kind of like switching to survival kind of mode for me.
Who likes
like
it?
Way back. I didn't. Ugh. The Nether was not a vibe.
It's
for
not
me
a peaceful place.
For, like, it's not. Like, if you want a glimpse into our most played world, the Nether, literally, Hannah had like netherite armor. And she dies in the Nether, so I have to go
like
find
400 blocks away. No,
400. It was like so far
away from our portal. Away. I didn't look where I was going, and I fell, and mm-mm. I fell into lava,
dropped off a cliff, and died. And so I had to collect everything.
If I had,
or at least
if I had just moved one block over, I would have been like on half a heart, and I would have booked it somewhere.
Seriously.
And that whole time, we went like 400 blocks. We were looking for a fortress. If we had just gone 200 blocks, 100 blocks in the other way, we would have found it way quicker.
Literally. And I just remember I fell down there and I was on half a heart and I literally had gas just shooting at me. It was terrible. Because I was like, oh my god, if I die right now, like, I'm never going to find it ever again. It's a very stressful place, and the only cool thing that I thought was, like, actually really interesting is that they brought Enderman in with the oh shit, what's the blue one? The blue biome.
I don't remember.
Because there's, like, is it the warped one? Or is that just, like, because they have the Crimson Forest, which is the red one.
Warped something.
I think, yeah, it's like warped something.
And Endermen have always been in the Nether. They were just a really rare spawn.
Seriously?
Yeah. They had a very, very rare chance of spawning.
See, another update
makes me sad and scared, and it makes me feel 10 times more unsafe in the Nether. Moving around, but I do, you know what, I'm gonna strike a note for both of us. I do appreciate the soul speed.
Ooh, yes, I do appreciate the soul speed. That is probably their best decision with the Nether update, is bringing in the soul speed enchants.
Soul speed boots that when you trade with the piglins, you know, they toss it out and then they put them on.
Yeah. I forgot. Oh my god. The bartering with piglins, that was also a great idea. I really like
that.
Yeah,
although the chance of you getting actually helpful items like ender pearls, you know, I've seen it's like 1 out of like 10, I think. I don't know. Don't quote me on that because it's probably incorrect. But 1 out of every 10 ingots, I think, you'll get ender pearls. But I think it's probably 1 out of something more than that. But I've seen people literally do, like, 40 ingots and not get one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I heard a rumor that, and this might be true, might be false, but I heard a rumor that the better things you trade, like chest plates or swords, weapons, the better things you trade, the better items you get. So maybe in our world that we're doing right now, we're definitely not, we don't have a new world for sure at all. But
yeah, no, not at all.
Never. But maybe in our new world, we could try that because I'm eager
yeah,
to see
that
if that is actually how it works.
Before we go into too many minutes on Minecraft, all of our builds that we've done together, which one is your favorite?
What builds have we done beside the cave?
Well, we expanded on Audi,
okay,
which is the title of our world. I think I'm going to throw together a visual for the people listening of like a compilation of the worlds that
for
we've
sure.
built
we should,
together.
We or, should like, do like the edits where they're like super pretty, where we just like where we bop the phone,
yes,
and then it just changes to the different worlds and the different parts of the world. Low-key.
That would be kind of epic. Low-key.
Anyways.
Okay. Like, moving on from games that don't run well on Switch, okay, I want to know what happened to mobile games.
What kind of mobile games?
Just all of them. They got so shitty after a while.
Yeah. It went from Paper Toss and Kick the Boss, right?
Oh my god. I forgot about all of these.
And Flappy Bird. Flappy Bird kind of just went, bye, I'ma see ya, and got deleted.
Like, where did that go?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Your Temple Run.
I used to play Temple Surfers. Run all the time. I still have that on my phone.
It's such a fun game.
I still have that game. Oh, or, it's so good. It's like
Minecraft Pocket Edition.
Oh. I don't have that anymore. Don't I wish I did.
Prosecute me for horrible crimes, but I used to do like an app share with Megan's brother, and he would app share me Minecraft Pocket Edition for free. So every time I got a new phone or my phone got reset, we'd share the app, and I'd get it for free instead of having to pay $6. I didn't even know that. Yeah.
Did you?
You just have terrible memory.
Apparently. Yeah, I really want to know what happened to, like, Flappy Bird and, like, Temple Run. I wasn't the only one, but back when, like, the Minions was, like, not, like, dead, I used to play Minion Rush on my Kindle. Yeah, on my Kindle Fire tablet, I used to play Minion Rush. It was a very different time.
Hold on, let me check the games I have on my phone to see if any of them are classic. Hungry Shark Evolution.
Was that where you eat people
and eat things, and then you get more more coins, and then you can upgrade sharks?
Yes, I forgot about that.
Wait, no, I got to the one above the Megalodon.
Damn.
What was that? Hold on, let me look.
I don't know.
Hold on, give me a sec. I gotta load up the game.
Yeah.
Hold on. But they've updated it so much.
Ooh.
Like, that game has been tricked.
I have so many classic games in this one folder that I'm actually overwhelmed with excitement. So I have Papa's Freezeria. That game hits different. That game was so good. Wonderful. Was a god at that game. I had the perfect mix time, and I always got 5 stars. Very good at my job. I also found Plants vs. Zombies.
Oh.
That game.
Oh.
Oh. I sucked at that game, but I loved the little sunflower because it was very cute. And it could, like, kill you. I think it could heal you, actually, now that I think about it. I think the sunflower healed or something. Or it gave you, like, points. How does that game work again?
I didn't play that game, actually.
It was a favorite. You know, you want to know something I heard the other day? And I could not agree with something more. Good mobile games don't have ads.
That's true.
This is basically my transition into talking about Among Us. Like, there's no ads on that game.
Among Us is just such a good game. Actually, I have ads on Among Us. Yeah, in between rounds.
Really? I have never seen that in my life. But it's such a good
game, I don't mind. They're like 5 seconds or immediately skippable. Not ads for the game, but not... They're in-app games. Or in-app...
Yeah, the in-app ads are, like, there, but the mobile game itself doesn't have ads.
If a game is truly popular, it won't need to advertise itself because it has people advertising for it.
Exactly. Like,
Among Us is, like, such a fun game.
It's so much fun. Also, playing Imposter with an audience is just 10 times better than just not at all. I just want to know why I'm always, like, sus.
Because you type "what now" when somebody presses the emergency meeting. You're like, "what now?" Well, instead of just a question mark, just like an honest wondering, you're like, "what now?" Again, it's like, well, with that kind of attitude, you seem a little sus.
Why is that sus? I'm just genuinely wondering why we have to have so many emergency meetings. Well, if you're genuinely wondering,
you should just question mark it.
But the you know what I don't understand about the game, though? And I hope they update this at some point. Why do the ghosts have to go to meetings? Why? We can't type in chat. We can't do anything.
Can't talk to the living people.
I mean, fair point. But my brother brought this up too. He's like, well, you can't just like keep going around and doing tasks because then you just win automatically.
Got a point.
And I was like, okay.
Got a point.
Point.
Yeah.
No, he has a point. But it's so aggravating when you're like in the middle of like, you're like one wire away from finishing your task and then there's just like,
or you're just like a couple percent away from finishing your upload.
Right? It's just like, oh, it's like 99% upload, right? Emergency meeting. Come on. It's terrible. I love that game though. It's so funny. It's so great. I had my greatest imposter moment the other day. Hannah was not here for this, but it was glorious. The most hilarious thing is when you're the imposter and you know, obviously you know who the other imposter is because their name is Red. And so I go into the emergency meeting and I literally say, quick cue, why is my name Red like we? Who is the other imposter? It was,
I don't get why.
The best moment. It was so good.
You're weird. You just, like,
it was just
totally messed them
I
up.
I did. And we were doing really good too. We were about to win.
You are
on my part. But I did that. And then I think it was the mixture of my brother being an audience at home and then the rest of the chat just being like, literally, why? And then just like cracking up laughing. It was perfect. And then somebody did it to me the next round because I was imposter like five times in a row. I either get like a really weird streak of being imposter or I just like don't ever be imposter at all, which literally is barely a cohesive sentence, but it's such a great game. I have a lot of fun with that one. You know, I want to just head back to Minecraft for another, just a little tidbit. Can we please acknowledge the Minecraft parody era?
No.
I watched the music videos the other day. I have never almost cried because of a video game in so long. I was watching Dynamite, I think. Or, like, I think it was TNT. So I was watching the music video for TNT, and I was watching the music video for, I think I watched Fallen Kingdom. And that one's just aggressively sad. But
you know what gets you? What gets you in your feels the most is the sad Among Us posts, honestly. And I don't understand why.
Yes!
It's a game. Like, the pets, they have reactions because they've just witnessed a murder, but, like, they're video game pets.
It's just so sad because they're, like, They're vibing with the player, and then somebody goes and kills the player, and they're like, Dad? And they just, like, sit there next to the body, and they're just, like, tearful, and it's just so sad. It's like, why'd you have to go and do that? It's, no, I didn't feel like crying today. It's just such a sad thing, and then it's just like, oh. And I'm gonna put a visual for the one that you sent me over Snapchat today, because that one just, like, I almost broke into tears, to be honest. It was so sad. I was just watching it, and the account is funny memes. It doesn't, that's not funny.
I mean, it's not sad.
I couldn't handle it.
It really isn't.
It's so sad. I think you're weird.
It's just kind of a bra moment.
It's so sad.
Non-pog.
Sad pog. Or like when you have a pet and you're not imposter and then they vote you out and it's just like, and then the pets are just sitting there just like tears in their eyes. It's like, oh my god, this is terrible. Yes. You know, I was thinking about games today and like really old games. I don't know if I'm the only one that remembers this, but wasn't there an extra part of the Lion King DVD?
I mean, a lot of Disney DVDs had video games built in, right?
I think so, but there was just like, I remember it was two of the characters, and you were just sitting in like a log with them, and you were like boating down a river or some shit. I can't remember why I remember it, but I don't know why, it just Aww. Hit me in the nostalgic bone, and I just, like, I forgot about it up until now, and I just barely added that today to my talking notes, because I don't know if I'm the only one,
because I never played
so
those.
Well. I think I played it a couple times, but I can't remember playing it, like, enough for me to remember the entire game.
Do you want to talk about games with mobile, like, ads? Because, like, I was on YouTube the other day.
Ooh.
I got a double ad. I don't want to talk about it. But I got an ad, and they animated two characters from their game. They were like, we're sorry. We're sorry for false advertising. We're sorry for making the game not be what it is. We're sorry for not adding good characters every day. But here's a code. I was like, I don't want to play your game. Y'all sound like liars, and if it's a pay-to-win game, I'm not interested. Yeah.
Wait, that's that's an actual
I've gotten it
ad.
Like three times.
You got that ad. Oh my god. Wow. I just get the one where the people are just like animated so poorly, and I don't know if that's like insulting to like anyone who's like actually developing
they're,
the game.
It's
but
not
like,
insulting because they're false advertising. They're
just
baiting you. So I get ads. I'm like, they're like, will you help her? And it's like, I used a broom in this clogged toilet instead of a plunger. Please help. I'm like, I ain't interested.
I always get the ones where you have to pick between like a jacket and like a bear. It's like, oh, you're in like a snowy place and you have to pick between like warmth and like being attacked by a bear, and the person picks the bear, and I'm like,
they're just plain unsatisfying.
It's such a terrible bait.
Like, make your game satisfying.
Right? Or the ones that like, I can't get to level pink. Think you can try and win?
Yeah, right.
Just, stop. Stop with that. Stop. Because it makes my brain hurt. Because I can see the pattern. And the fact that you're just making circles is not... It's so unsatisfying. And it's just terrible. And I think those games are like the peak of why mobile games are just so shit now. They used to be really good, like back when we had like Flappy Bird and Temple Run and oh, you know what? Y'all remember Angry Birds?
Yes.
That was a time. That was a time. My favorite was the black one. It exploded. Which
he
was
looked
pretty
like
neat.
A bomb. Oh my god, I didn't realize he looked like a bomb.
But
my whole life, I was like, it's a bird, but I don't know what type of bird. It's really fat, and it's, like, black, and it's got, like, this feather on top with red. Yeah.
It had like a feather on top with red?
Like a little fuse.
Hannah? Are you there? Okay, then. Well, seems to me that we are experiencing technical difficulties. So, while we do that, I'm going to set up a break. You can follow us on
@HowTheFPod on Instagram for visuals and behind the scenes. And you can also listen to us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Anchor, and a lot more by clicking the Anchor platform for finding the platform you'd like to listen to us on, or by clicking the link in our Instagram. All right, let's take a break.
Oh, we're back.
Woo. Ow, you're so loud. Jesus.
Sorry. What a segue back into whatever this episode is turning out to be.
It's... Yes. Oof.
Wow. Okay. Well, whoever you heard, I'm going to check the recording after ending this episode.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be dyeing my hair like this week.
Ooh, fun.
You can check my Instagram if you want to see it. Okay.
Okay. Games.
Game. Okay.
Game.
So I expanded a little bit while we were having our technical difficulties. I didn't know if I was hearable. So I just expanded on the next thing I wanted to talk about before we went and signed off. But it was that Minecraft has really expanded our horizons. Like, vocabulary be like on point these days. Like, who out here talking about diorite? Cobblestone? Like, magma? Wool? Leather?
Oh my. Books?
Bookshelves?
Libraries?
Mossy cobble?
Mossy cobble is actually a very underrated block to me.
Very much. But that's, it's hard to make,
that's
though.
That's just me. Fair point.
Villages. Iron.
We do love the villages. Iron.
Howell. Okay.
I really do think that game is, like, super educational as well. In, like, so many different ways. Like, time management. Survival, literally.
Remembering food, to sleep.
Literally. Building. Like, how stuff works in general. Like, I'm not typically a redstone player, but, like, when you figure out how to dispense a bunch of chickens and then break a block and then they all spawn in the ocean, it's crazy.
Yes.
It's very fun. Literally broke our game yesterday by doing that, but yeah, Minecraft is a very educational game.
100%, yes.
I agree.
Tropical fish.
This brings me into the perfect segue, into the splash text in the beginning when you, like, first log into the game.
Ooh, yeah.
I love the splash text so much. I think I have a Snapchat in my memories of getting, and I think I captioned it, I got the best one. And I still agree with that, honestly. I'm going to look it up right now.
I vibe with that. Okay.
Can we get some elevator music while I do this? I found mine, and the splash text was a question, and it said, "What does the fox say?" ? It was beautiful, because it's just all caps on the does. It was just nothing else to it. What does the fox say? I really don't know.
I know what it... The fox makes sort of like a high-pitched cackling sound. Like they're laughing at you.
Yes. Oh, you know, I know we've said this like four times already, but before we wrap up, I just want to say, why did we pick glow squid? Why?
The glow squid's so dumb. Why couldn't we pick, like, okay, the ice logger? It could have given a really cool enchant. Like, when you killed it, it could have probably, like, dropped some sort of enchantment. Or enchanted piece of armor, or enchantment to a weapon that could, like, freeze the mob you're trying to attack. Right? It could have dropped some sort of, like, awesome drop.
That would have been pretty pog.
And the flower cow.
Moo Bloom. I wanted that one so bad.
The Moo Bloom, it had something to do with bees. Bees would pollinate it.
An entirely different new biome. Like, they have the Moo Bloom. Yeah,
right? A Moo Bloom biome.
With the mushroom cows. Why not make a whole new biome with the Moo Blooms? That would have been so great.
Oh my god.
But yeah. You want to know who else was in favor of Moo Bloom? Maurice was pretty much a fan of the Moo Bloom.
Yeah, I
just, we should
Maurice, we dedicate this one to you.
Every time we do this, it just gets sloppier.
Maybe we should just let Maurice take it away. All right, yeah.
Take it away.
Maurice,
peace out.
Take it away.